This is the question we have to ask ourselves today, in this time, human history, coming to the end of this age, the 6,000 years of man, and chaos and craziness and wars against nations and spiritual entities rising up, all leading to a final great destruction of Satan and his kingdom. And the question I have, where's the throne? Is it near? God's throne, the holy throne, the right hand, the throne of authority, where the scepter is being raised. Where is God's throne? Is it near, physically, or is it far away in another dimension? If Satan and the abyss can be summoned through necromancy, which is happening, the leaders of this world listen to satanic entities from the past, from pre-flood, post-flood, the Nimrodic people, the dragons, the Leviathans, they do the ceremonies and they summon the spirits and they hear what these ancient voices say from the abyss. Meaning, the abyss is not far away where the spirits hover. So if the abyss is near, why do you have such a hard time comprehending that the throne is right above the blue sky, physically? Jesus went to a physical place called heaven to sit on a physical throne because he had a physical glorified body. And this has to be preached and preached and preached because it defeats the lies coming in. They are everywhere. Elon Musk, Starlink, satellites, the whole thing is about communion with the stars, with the spirits. It's about going up into the heavens to make a conjugation with the entities in the second heaven, the astral plane, all that. So Gnosticism, New Age, the Kabbalah, the Quran, all the ancient books that the Chinese read, what they believed in India and all the ancient stuff there with reincarnation, all of it's in the second heaven. But we worship a God who's above all that. We are blood connected, which means we go around the earthly surveillance system, which is a mesh network of satellites hanging by hot air balloons over top of the earth, God's earth, flat, water's flat, earth flat, all that. It's got edges, just like we know by looking at pictures of Antarctica, and it sits right underneath the throne. It doesn't move. It doesn't spin. God's throne doesn't spin. And why is this so important? Because that's where the horse is coming from that's going to cleanse the earth and prepare it for the millennial reign. You have to get this. If you believe otherwise, we live on a spinning, spiraling ball, you're in an MK Ultra situation where you're being spun, losing reference, losing sense of what's up and down. You're in a mental battle with dark side ruining your understanding of the throne. God wants you at rest. You can't be at rest if you're on a spinning ball. You can't be at rest if you don't know where the throne is. And you can't be at rest if you don't know where the big white horse is, because it's coming down soon. Next few decades, right? This thing ends and we got to prepare the earth for his return. Therefore, we got to teach our children, the next generation, because they're going to be alive when this all goes down. Leviathan's going to come out of the sea. It's going to be like unto the past. All the powers that Nimrod accessed that God shut down, the Tower of Babel, all the Egyptology, the Greeks and Romans, what they believed, what the Assyrians believed, all the mountains that had their power sources. Guys, the Ammonites, the Horites, all these people, Amorites, they all worship the gods that the Greeks worshiped. It just changed the names, Zeus and all that. So, if we believe that Jesus is King of Kings, he's king over all these gods, Thor, Mercury, Jupiter, all the names of the planets, all the names of the week, it's all coming to a head. And it all ends on the reality of the return, the open firmament rolled back like a scroll. The God opening it up like he opened it up for the floodwaters to come down and fill up the basin, the cup that is the earth, with the edges. This is 100% physically true. Cannot be refuted. Science certainly doesn't do it because water doesn't bend. Earth doesn't spin. Nobody can measure it. We don't revolve around the sun. The sun revolves over top of our Earth. It makes all sense in the world because it fits the model. The sun and the moon are the same size. That's how you got an eclipse. It's not far away. That's how it heats the Earth through fusion and like radiant heat kind of works. It heats up the surface and the surface heats us up, all that. It's not beams of heat like BTUs, like fire pushed down on us. No, it's like a fusion. And that technology works in real world application where you have radiant heat heating up the surface that you walk on and you feel warm. It's not sending heat through the air that then certainly makes a U-turn and goes up because all heat rises. None of that works in a stupid spinning ball with no real atmosphere, vacuum above. Everything's released, right? Stratosphere, our air that we breathe is released into the vacuum. It always will. It's not a pressurized container, which it truly is. A pressurized situation. We live inside of a pressurized container made by God with his throne right above it. There's no other way to read the Bible. There's no other way to see physical life actually be. Look at ships. Look at airplanes, airplane going across a plane. And that is what I care about. Why? Why do I keep emphasizing the throne? Because that brings in, for the next generation, the fear of the Lord. And this movement is already working. TikTok, YouTube, the so-called flat earth movement is gaining people every day. People are seeing NASA's a lie, we didn't go to the moon, all that. So what's going to happen when it gets so big that you can't stop the movement and NASA has to admit that they lie? How's that going to play? Chaos, war. They're going to do everything in the world to get us to hate each other. They're going to get me the world to start controlling information. Like, they're going to shut me down, right? Which is why I have to figure out how I got to get my stuff off iCloud or Apple Cloud and Google Cloud and dump it somewhere on a hard drive, because my information will be viewed in the future as critical information, not archaeological, not philosophical talk, not Semitic language talk, just simple understanding of what the Bible says as we speak English to each other. We don't need to know all the ancient words for the mountains. We don't even understand the Hebrew. We just need to understand how it all ends in English, in the reality of English.